Back to Starlin Castro offensively. I know that there is a serious void as to who might hit leadoff, specifically against left-handed pitchers. And though the temptation is there to do it, should you just leave Castro? Should Mike Quadri just leave Castro at the two-hole and just let him get a bunch more reps and figure it out in a spot that makes more sense for him in the lineup?
Well, I'm sure that's something that Mike Quadri's watching on a daily basis, hoping that somebody will jump up and grab that leadoff spot. But I think Mike right now is content to leave him in that two spot. Starlin has had a real nice spring. He picked up right where he left off last season, even showing a little bit more power this year, which is a great sign. But yeah, he's just a natural hitter. He's not the kind of guy that that you want to go up there and take a lot of pitches and work counts. You want him to maintain his aggressiveness. He's a contact hitter that consistently makes contact and puts the ball in play from foul line to foul line and just gets his hits. That's been his history throughout his minor league career. It's what he did last season. So I think for the time being, unless it becomes an absolute emergency that you need somebody to hit in that leadoff spot, I think Starr's going to stay in that two-hole.